Welcome to Driven to Business with your host, Eddie Mayfield. Driven to Business is a business forum program that focuses on success principles in business. And now, it's time for Driven to Business.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Driven to Business. We're here every Saturday morning on Biz 1190. By the way, we're streaming live as we speak on biz1190.com. And today's program will be podcast on eddiemayfield.com. I am Eddie Mayfield, and we're glad that you're here. Here at Driven to Business, we enjoy talking about a lot of different kinds of businesses. We enjoy talking about business principles. And I particularly, because of the business I'm in, I enjoy talking to people that are in a bit businesses that are a bit unusual, and today's business certainly falls in that category. Our guest today is Jerry Bond. Jerry is the president and one of the founders of a company called Nano US. I'll let him explain what on earth that means. It's not Mork and Mindy, I can tell you that. Jerry, welcome to Driven to Business.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Jerry, you have an interesting background. Well, first place, tell us the name of the title, what that, the name of your business. What in the world does that mean?
Nano US is really the name of the product almost that we're using. It's two nanotechnology products that are being used to interrupt the chain of infection on services in hospitals and schools, daycares, anywhere there's a big population of people that visit an area and you want to reduce the transmission of pathogens.
And, you know, Jerry, this is not a business you just dropped out of the sky into. You've got a long background in this type of thing. Tell us about your background.
Well, Bachelor of Science in Biology, Master's of Science in Environmental Science, UIC School of Public Health. We're an industrial hygiene firm, first and foremost, with the calling to protect worker health and safety in the job sites, and that's anywhere from industrial facilities to hospitals.
And when you say industrial safety, you're primarily talking about infectious type things, like not electrical safety or mechanical safety or something. But
right, industrial hygiene is protection of worker safety and health, and that could include how you're setting in your chair to something you may be exposed to in your environment.
You know, we're the business I'm in, Jerry, we do a lot with safety. Ours is mainly electrical type safety, and because we run large rotating machines at EMA at our company. I was just talking with our general manager this morning about an acquaintance of ours that was killed being in a machine that he didn't lock out, and it started. So, you know, it's and we have to remind our guys all the time about this, is don't take safety or around machines for granted. But, you know, you're more into even what you're in is a part of the business that I don't normally think of, which is the infectious possibility, the infection possibilities inside a business. I don't think of that much.
Right. We have a lot of schools and hospitals and daycares that we're called in to look at different circumstances or things that may be going on. And, of course, with the emerging products that are the emerging bacterias and things that that there's not much resistance to anymore, like MRSA, methicillin-resistant staphylococcus, or VRE, these are the new superbugs that, because of all of the antibiotics that we're exposed to in our life daily, we're becoming immune to them. So in order to try and get ahead of that or protect yourselves, hospitals and businesses like that, schools, et cetera, are trying to find ways to create a more healthier environment in a way that you wouldn't pass these pathogens from one to another. We're all aware of the dangers of hospital-acquired infections and that sort of thing.
You know, I was thinking while you were talking about before coming here to Atlanta, I lived in Texas. And, of course, one of the big characters out there was Hughes Tool Company, and, of course, Howard Hughes out there. And, you know, he lived the last part of his life. He kind of went nuts about bugs. Are you that way, Jerry? Are you?
Well, I've sampled millions of samples, probably. I'm pretty aware of bacteriological environments, you could say that.
My wife is on me all the time because she has to remind me to wash a vegetable before I eat it. So I'm probably on the wrong end of that scale. Tell you know, we do hear about these super bugs, and it is a frightening thing, just what little I know about it, to read about it. Tell us, right quick, how we got to have superbugs?
Well, in a lot of the foods that we eat, the grains and things that they're fed are loaded with, well, their feeds and grains have antibiotics in them to protect them. And that passes on through to us, and we absorb that into our bodies, and so the bugs that we come up against, the pathogenic bacteria, learn to become immune to that. So the more of that that's in our environment, the less those drugs will work. And they're smart, you know, they learn to adapt to those mechanisms. And that's why we have things like you hear of someone who gets an infection and they lose a leg or they lose an arm.
Right.
So it's a battle. It's really amazing, the actual battle that you do fight with that. And so this product, there, this system that we have is an adjuvant to really securing an environment to try to protect as best you can against those things.
But you're more on the prophylactic side of it to sort of stop you from getting those bugs in you or on you in the first place, instead of dealing with them after you get them.
Right. What we want to do is to try to interrupt the chain of infection, and usually, especially on surfaces. So if you're in a hospital room and someone comes in and they're handling the desk or a table or something, or the channel changer on the TV, and they've inoculated that with a bacteria, the only time that gets cleaned again is when they come in the evening or they come sometime to clean that. What we're trying to do is to put something that's fast-acting, long-lasting, and covers every microscopic atom in the room that will prevent or at least interrupt that chain of infection and start knocking it down 24/7 every second, rather than just wait until it's cleaned.
I'm going to get you to settle an argument with our family here, Jerry, while you're here. You know, my wife and I have always taken the idea that one of the ways to not get sick when you're around sick grandkids, sick whoever, is to just wash your hands again. And is that an effective? Is that effective?
Yeah, of course, that definitely helps. In a lot of cultures, they just don't touch anything.
Right.
You know, they try when they're out in the public, they just don't touch anything.
Right.
But expression or touching fomites or surfaces is one of the big ways that you can pick up germs.
I'll tell you a little story. I used to go fishing with a guy he's retired now, but he was a researcher with the CDC. I used to kid him that he changed my life, because we'd go eat at Waffle House or something, and he begins describing to me what they had found and this and that, and it sort of kills your appetite. But one change he made with me was, I used to walk out of a restaurant, and there would be these, you've seen them, these green and white mints that are not wrapped up, just sitting in a bowl there. And I grabbed a handful of them, and he said, "Don't eat that." And I said, "Why not?" And he said, "Well, you know, we've discovered traces of urine almost every time we check those. I've never eaten another one." I told him, "You've totally changed my life." That's aren't aware, though, are we, about what's around, of the things that are around us just in our casual everyday lives that can be quite harmful to us?
Yeah, the about 10% of the bacteria on a surface is pathogenic bacteria. So the whenever you have lots of people touching things, you're going to have what bacteria they have with them, or what's on their hands, it's going to be shared. They go to the bathrooms, or, you know, we used to sample waistlines. You can find a lot of things just on the waistline. So they're going to touch the waistline. They're going to touch the salt shaker. They're going to touch the doorknob, be going to the hospital room, or they're going to go to daycare and pick up a little fluffy animal, or
Maybe we should all be like Howard Hughes. Is that what you're suggesting?
I don't know.
Well, tell us, when you obviously have had this background in doing this a long time, but you know, a lot of people have a background like you, but they don't start a business. I mean, a lot of guys would be like you, and they would work as a researcher somewhere or something. What prompted you to decide to start a business?
Well, the occupational industrial hygiene, it was just a natural thing for me to do.
Right.
I studied in school, then we came, and we really generally care about people. You know, we care about their well-being. And one of the ways that I felt like I could help or contribute was to get into this sort of business or field. And that's how this even came about. This system came about. I had a school customer, we'll call him Phil, and they were having some issues, and then had some another school that were having MRSA issues, and we tried to eradicate it, at least knock it down, and every time we'd clean it, it may come back a little bit, you know, later. And so I began a world search looking for something that would actually last longer than it took it to evaporate. And that was 7 years and hundreds of products. And I've had conversations with many of the big chemical factories, and, you know, I won't name them, but a lot of the manufacturers of different products.
Right.
And it wasn't until I contacted one of the professors I had had at UIC, and he was telling me about a product, a system that was winning awards for this sort of thing. And so when I found out about that, I contacted the university that was producing this product and got on a plane and flew 23 hours within 3 days
wow.
to go meet the professor and see it for myself.
You know, just aside from the technical part of that, it always amazes me. People that are successful, that are hearing about someone that's been successful in business, they always just assume, if they don't know better, that this person somehow just lucked into this. And I find that's never, ever the case. And it's always the story. It's a different business than you're in, but it's always the same story. A lot went on behind that no one saw in order to make that successful. And I think that's a big part of success in any endeavor in life, is that there's this behind-the-scenes prep that took place that no one sees.
Yeah, and it was a need.
We have a minute just right before the break here. I was going to tell you, after the break, I want to get you to go very nerdy on us and explain, perhaps, to those of us that might have a difficult time understanding this, and I will put myself in that category, exactly how the system works and why it works and some other things don't. Because I asked you before the program about competition, and you told me you don't really have any. I want to know how you get there, because I want to figure out how to do that myself in my own business, about figuring that out. You are listening to Driven to Business. I'm Eddie Mayfield. We're here every Saturday morning, and we will be back in just a moment talking with Jerry Bond with Nano US. Stick around. Welcome back to Driven to Business. I'm your host, Eddie Mayfield, and we are glad you're here. We're talking with Jerry Bond. Jerry is the president of Nano US, and I'll get him to explain a little more about that in just a moment. Jerry, you were telling us right before the break exactly how you came about finding the product that you're selling here. Tell us about that.
Right. It goes back to trying to fill a need from some of our customers. We were trying to help them work with some of the infection problems they were having with different things. And then we had one customer who just likes to, he's at a school, and he is one of those people who's very efficient on keeping a clean ship. And he actually carries his own bacteriological meters with him. And so if that was a guy that I wanted to test this product in, that was the place.
Right.
Because he really knew his facility, and he knew his testing. He had a track record with it, had history. And we decided to do a daycare, because if you're going to do any place, that is the place to do.
Yes.
And so I had tried a few products before, and unfortunately they didn't work. These big chemical companies, and, you know, it was safe products, but they just didn't do what they said. It would take 3 days for it to reduce the pathogen level on a surface to where it wouldn't be it would bring it down to what we would think is acceptable.
Right.
And so finally, about the third time, I had heard about this product. I went and got some. I brought it back to the daycare, and I put it in this daycare, and it's safe and green and everything. And we installed it, and I was waiting on pins and needles, because I knew he was sampling it every day. And he called me. He let me wait for it. Phil's his name. He let me wait about a week. And then he called me back, and he was so excited. He said, Jerry, my goodness, this is awesome. We want to put this in our school. We want to put it in our lower school building because it's the more susceptible children. And he did, and then that just set it off. The rest was history. Then I went after it, and we have installed it in operating surgical suites. We put it in schools and daycares. It's been in ORs. We're just putting it everywhere. The interest is global. We're getting calls from all over the world.
Now, what do you, Jerry, what do you call it as you sell the product? What's it called? What is it?
Well, we're calling it a nano sterosol system. Because it is a protocol system set up by Dr. Howard and Fred Freiberger and myself. And Doc is a viral immunologist. Fred Freiberger is one of the preeminent CIHs in the country. He was with NASA for 25 years.
Right. So on a semi-layman level, I know you can't do this completely, but... Tell us, why does this work and the other ones don't, or why does this one work, I guess?
Well, what this is a specially engineered TiO2. It's a nanoparticle with a silver nanoparticle doped over it.
Right.
And it's very small. It would be like comparing an orange to the size of the Earth.
You know, we measure, some capacitors are measured in nanofarads, so I'm assuming it's very small.
Very, very small. really small. It's called thin film, and it's a little bit bigger than an atom. And we're applying it through some technology that was created by the University of Georgia. It's an electrostatic application platform, and it's been modified by Fred, the electromechanical engineer, our NASA guy, we call
him.
He's got stories about Pampers and spacesuits. It's neat to hear. But anyway, so we've created this application platform that is very aggressive. It removes from the molecules as they come out of the end of this gun, which is really fast when it's applied. And it makes the molecule very... it removes electrons from the outer valence shell, so it's very electrostatic. It wants to... Earth itself.
Right.
And when it does, it totally encapsulates everything. So when you go into an area, you're basically applying this to every atom in the room.
It's applied. You spray it, right?
That's what. Yeah, it's you could, this is a 10 by 10 room. You could do this room in about 20 seconds.
Okay.
And you're out and you can enter it right away. There's no special PPE. It's safe and green. And.
Wow. And yet, but it's wiping out those little bugs that try to do us harm. When you began getting into this, I would expect that you've already told us a little bit about it. But you know, when you're selling a product, a very specialized product like you've got, part of the challenge I would think is to get the information to people, but at the same time not overwhelm them. I mean, who are your prospects?
Well, what's been amazing is the need is so severe.
Right.
What time do you not pick up a paper and you're hearing about someone with infection?
Right.
Very intense. It's just a very intense need. And so actually it wasn't that hard to begin to get it out there. And now since we've completed a lot of aging care facilities and hospitals, it's becoming just unbelievably overwhelming. We're getting calls as far away as Australia for our system. Dominican Republic, we just started there. Canada, Portugal. We're getting calls from just about every state in the United States.
Are you selling through distribution, or is this all direct?
Well, my goal wanted to help people.
Right.
We wanted to make it very low cost, very effective, very easy to install. And it has to be applied correctly and by good training. And so we have some of the best in the country with CIHs. So we actually put together a training class, which is ordered and controlled by CIHs. And so you have to go through a class and you have to learn what this is. You learn about the special equipment and how you do it. It's safe. It's very difficult to not do it correctly.
Right.
But we still... wanted to make sure that it was understood that it has to be applied in this way. And so that's what we've done. And now it's gotten to be so overwhelming that really the only thing we can do because of the demand is to sort of franchise it. So okay. Now we have we're in huge negotiations to try and set up a franchise. Of course, we've already done a lot of things. We're putting the equipment in the vehicles and the uniforms and all that's being done. I'm a scientist. I'm not a franchise person, so that's been amazing. The response is, as you can imagine, is unbelievably overwhelming.
That's a great problem to have, Jerry. There's a lot of businesses don't have that problem of being overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, I know. I thank the Lord for that, but we're working on it.
Hey, visiting your website, let me ask you about a couple of terms. Maybe you could tell some of us what that means. We have about a couple of minutes here before the break. Talk to us about the chain of infection.
Well, the chain of infection would be, if you would imagine, a surface,
right,
which would be where someone is inoculated to touch. So that would be a reservoir. And then you would have someone who would touch it and move it to another place. That would be the carrier. And then you would have a susceptible host, which would be someone that amount of bacteria pathogens would affect them. And so what we're trying to, it would be a way of disseminating again. So what we're trying to do is to interrupt that chain,
right,
by reducing it very quickly on the surface so that it doesn't have that much opportunity to be moved around.
There was a Far Side cartoon some years ago. You may have seen this. It was a guy, this goofy-looking guy walking out of a restroom with a big giant sign above the restroom with a gong that said, "Did not wash hands."
Yeah.
That's it does amaze me, just as an aside, how many, of course, I don't go to women's restrooms, so I can only speak to men here, but how many men do go in a restroom and don't wash their hands? And I'm always thinking, did you not have a mom? I mean, what? My mom would whack me every time I came out not doing that.
I'm sure compliance is not not 50%.
No, that's my, it certainly is not. And I didn't mean to go off down that path with an esteemed scientist like yourself, but remember, you are dealing with me. When we come back, we'll get you to tell us a little bit more about the product. You've got a little demonstration you're going to do for us right here in the studio, which will be live and in living color over the radio. Somehow you're going to all get it, though. But we will be back in a moment. You are listening to Driven to Business. I'm Eddie Mayfield. Keep in mind, we'll be podcast on eddiemayfield.com, and links to Jerry and his business will be there as well. Stick around. Back in a minute. Welcome back to Driven to Business. Keep in mind, we're talking with Jerry Bond, the president of Nano US. You will find links to Jerry's company, Nano US, on eddiemayfield.com, along with a podcast of today's program, so check that out. Jerry, you're going to do a live experiment right here on the radio, which people, I'm assuming, will be able to see in their cars while they're driving around. Just kidding, but I don't know. He said it's going to work, so we'll see. What are you going to do?
Okay, what we're going to do is, like I was talking about earlier about the guy who went around with his own meter that was sampling for bacteria.
Right.
This is that same kind of meter.
Okay.
It's an ATP meter, and what it does is actually measures life energy transfer. We'll just say whenever ATP goes to ADP.
I'll just say, folks listening on radio, this looks like what they would scan you with at the airport.
Yeah, there you go. And then what we're going to use for our bacteria sample is we have in front of us a table and we have a block. The block was treated about 5 months ago, and the table we're going to clean with a hospital disinfectant, but we're not going to clean our block. We're going to pull that out.
All right.
And we're going to clean the table right there.
All right, he's cleaning it with a disinfecting towel here.
Right. That's the ones they use in hospitals. It's extremely...
It smells like I'm about to get a shot. I'm spilling alcohol here.
Yeah. Okay, and when this finishes evaporating, you know, it's not there anymore. But we're going to show the difference between this product that has had something applied that we're not going to clean and then a place that we just cleaned. Then we're going to take two swabs in your mouth, and we're getting, because the bacteria in your mouth right now is equal to the people on the planet right now. If you don't brush your teeth all day, it's equal to the people that's been on the planet since it was a planet, God put it here. Okay. So we're going to let you just rub this swab in your mouth. I've got plastic.
Is my wife going to know I had a donut from this?
She probably will. You're going to rub it around in your mouth. Okay. Right. Now, these are dual swabs.
All right.
So we're doing it twice. So we're going to take them. We're going to do a square inch here. Okay. And we're going to do a square inch on the little piece of wood.
He's rubbing the swab he just took out of my mouth on the table here.
On both places.
It's turning brown. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No. So what this does is whenever we have this is we can just look at it as numbers.
Okay.
Higher than 400, we'd want to clean it.
Right.
Less than 400, it would be okay. The lower the number, the cleaner we can assume that it is.
Right.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a swab. We're going to do a square inch of where we just cleaned. We're going to put it back into the little meter. We're going to break it and activate it. And we're going to put it in our machine and sample it. In 15 seconds, it's going to tell us the bacteria load of where we just cleaned with a hospital disinfectant.
Okay, it's counting down here.
And it's at 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. So it's at 125.
Okay.
So that's relatively clean, and we just cleaned it, and we
right.
just took this out of your mouth. I'm just going to do this one. Then we're going to do the same spot.
On the one you cleaned earlier with your product.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're going to put it in there, break it, shake it, stick it in the same thing, give it 15 seconds.
I feel like I'm on the Wheel of Fortune here.
Yeah. And this, we applied this about, I think this one was 5 months ago.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see what that is there. And you've done live bacteria sampling. So it's 23,
yeah.
So you were at 125, and you just sanitized it with this extreme
right.
hospital disinfectant,
right.
and we didn't do anything to this.
Right.
And we did it the same way, and you can see that it's sterile enough to do surgery on.
Yeah, more than a 75% reduction. I mean,
more than a 75%
yeah. wow.
reduction. And that's what this does.
Okay.
On every surface in the room.
How often do, I mean, you hadn't done that in a couple of weeks, you said, but in say, a school that you had discussed or someone, how often do they sanitize, or do they treat the surface?
Well, most schools will come in and clean every day.
You right.
know, they'll clean every day. And it's during that day that things are passed around, because
right.
when they come in the evening, they clean it, they're getting ready for the next day.
Right, right.
It's already been moved around.
Right, right.
And so what this system really does is the minute that it's inoculated, see, we did this the same way, same swab, same location, and we just cleaned this.
Right.
And it was 75% higher than this one that had been done months back.
Yes, yes.
So that is what this does. It reduces the opportunity and interrupts the chain of infection by reducing that surface bacteria quickly, and it starts the second that it's inoculated on the surface. And it'll do that till it gets down to zero.
Now, Jerry, if you're presenting this at a hospital or a school or whatever like this, is what you did just here, is this your typical, is this how you do it? You just actually show them the process and count the microbes, what you did?
Sometimes we do. A lot of people understand the technology. They understand
right.
What these products do. And so sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. It's according to the level that we're of the person that we're talking
right.
to and what they understand and what they don't. Both of the products that make up this system have been around for 1,000 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's TiO2 and silver. And what makes them special is they've been specifically engineered at a special pH, made into a nanoparticle, which makes them very high binding and very efficient. And you take and dope the silver over it, and you make it extremely photocatalytic. So it's a photocatalyst, which actually cleans itself in the presence of light.
Again, just as a layman asking, does this product improve when you turn light on? Is that necessary?
It works in near darkness, and it works in light. It does improve. The more light you give it,
okay.
it improves. So hopefully we're all, you know, not going to be walking around in the dark all the time.
Right.
And it works in indoor lighting, which is what is such a miracle with it.
You know, again, as we had said in the beginning here, I'm in a niche business myself, but nowhere near the niche business that you are in. But yet, you seem to have no competition. So, you know, a lot of marketing, and as we just like to talk about marketing here occasionally, a lot of marketing I always say that marketing is information. Information is marketing. How are you? Right now, are you simply depending on word of mouth? Or are you doing anything else?
Well, what we've, you know, once you install it in a hospital or a school,
right.
And like we install it in aging care facilities,
right.
Intensive care, and once they get out into their public. It goes
plus,
like
I'm assuming
wildfire.
Repeat business from that institution.
Oh, yeah.
You have it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're now starting to do shows. We're doing there's one in Atlanta. They're going to have 6,000 dentists there. We've already started doing dentist offices.
Right.
And actually now they're asking us to put stickers, you know, with the entrance to their office or their area so that people know that they've used this system.
Oh, wow.
If you go to a gym and you're moving, that's where this started, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're moving around there, you'd like to know that there's something there that's going to be fighting 24/7 some knocking this pathogen load down, because people that come in and clean, they try to do a good job, I'm sure, but when you're wiping in certain areas, you're not going to get every microscopic area like this will.
I don't know, Jerry. I always enjoyed getting on a machine that a big sweaty guy just got off
yeah.
of. I don't know about other people, but...
Gosh. Yeah, there you go.
I always thought that was very healthy.
Slide right off of there.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, it really is an exciting business. How many folks are in your company right now? How big are you guys?
Well, we're at about 17,
okay.
And we've had two classes that we've held, having people coming from around the country,
right.
and out of the country, and we've had to change that scenario a little bit because of the overwhelming
right.
response, and so now we're in that franchise mode, which is, it looks like that's going to be the only way to meet this need, because we can't be in thousands of places.
Right. And you're headquartered here in Atlanta area.
We're headquartered in Atlanta.
Okay.
We have a 4-acre campus near Gainesville.
Okay.
And it used to be a quiet lab area. Now it's a real busy, noisy place.
I would think that in your seminars and for us, even in the business, I'm an electronic motor drive business, works very well to explain the technology and introduce people perhaps to new concepts. I would think in your business that's a particularly good way to explain what you do.
Yeah, we're doing, like I said, we're doing the dental show this coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this coming up week. Then
right.
we're doing an aging care facility show in South Carolina the next week, and we're doing some television there. What we're trying to do now is just control the explosiveness of it, and that seems to be more difficult than doing it the other way. So.
Now that puts you in a very interesting category of business, because most of us are trying to make explosiveness in our business, not a control. That's what it is. I mean, you understand you're pretty fortunate, right?
Yeah, we do. We're thankful. But the bottom line of why we started doing this, and why Fred and myself, we wanted to make this available. So we've made every effort to make it inexpensive, to make it very easy to get to. And that's our goal, because we really want it to help the most people that it can. And number one killer in hospitals is a hospital-acquired infection.
Right. Let me just ask you, are you having fun doing this?
A blast.
Are you?
It's one of the, you know, I never knew when I was sitting in some of those chemistry labs and stuff that this was going to be going on.
I really do ask that of a lot of people, because I tend to find that people that like what they do tend to do it well. I don't. We're just wired that way as human beings, the way God put us together. And it just, if you like doing it, you just do a better job of it. And you can also, you hear that, I'm sure you would agree with this. Life is way too short to spend it doing something you hate. I mean,
that's very true. Most people say that we have a glorious passion for this, because it is something that we absolutely believe in. Absolutely are convinced that it's. That this really needs to have exposure and be out there.
That's great. I'm just hearing vision and passion coming out of you about this. And you know, we try to make our program here not an infomercial, and we haven't done that. But you do have such an interesting product. That's the reason I wanted to get you to tell us a lot about the product itself, and how it works, and perhaps a little bit about why it works, and you've done a good job with that.
Thank you.
For our final segment coming up, I want to talk to you a little more personally about you and And what got you into this a little more, and what your plans for the future are, in, besides franchising and all you guys getting fabulously wealthy off of this. You're listening to Driven to Business. My name is Eddie Mayfield. Keep in mind, we're streaming live on biz1190.com, podcast on eddiemayfield.com. I almost forgot my own website. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the final segment of this week's Driven to Business. Glad you're here, and I'm thinking you're probably glad you're here. We have a great guest today. Jerry is the president of Nano US, and we've been talking about infections. Jerry, during the break, our producer Joey brought up an interesting question. Just for the average family, where we're going around, you know, I know at our house and at all of my with all my grandkids and all that, we've got these little hand sanitizers that we have them in our car. We have them everywhere. We use them all the time. But there is a school of thought that says, you know, in some ways you go ahead and let these kids get infections so they'll build immunities. What would you give us your expert advice on that?
Well, they're definitely going to be exposed to plenty of bacteria in their life. This product is for those areas. And it'd be safe for your home, obviously, especially if you had an allergen child or there was a mold issue or something like that. This is the best thing I've ever seen to fight against mold.
Wow.
But this product is especially good for areas that it matters, you know, in a OR, in a surgical suite, where intensive care suite, where infection could kill someone.
Right.
And also in aging care facilities where you have someone that's very frail and infection is very serious. And also in schools where you have multitudes of children, especially in daycares where they're eating everything or biting on the teeth. You know, you come in there and they're
sharing pacifiers.
Yeah. I was in a daycare in one of the big private schools recently. And I went into the room, and I was doing, I forget what I was there for, but I was looking at something, and one of the little toddlers coughed, and I said, oh, bless you, poor thing got a cold. And as soon as I did that, the entire table started coughing.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So to them, it was funny, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, all these children have just sprayed everybody else, and maybe I need to leave. but yeah, you know, there's a lot of opportunity, and some of those things, you just, they're going to get them, but we're wanting to be in areas where it makes a difference.
You know, Jerry, you have, I'm not sure this is the right term in your field, but it's a term I would use of a technological edge or a unique niche right now that others don't have. But, you know, most of the time in business, we only enjoy edges in technology for a short period of time, and then we eventually have competitors catch up with us. Does that worry you at all?
Well, the thing that we're doing is that we have a group of great guys, scientists that have been, they're all been in the industry for 30 and 40 years.
Right.
So these are wise, very, very smart guys. And what we're doing is developing a system that will continue to get better over time. It will continue to bring in new next-gen products.
Right.
So we decided to just make this our mission. So we're going to continue to make it better, continue to search the world over for things that are even greater, if there is such a thing. And so it's going to be a continuing thing for us. It's not going to end with this one thing.
When you look at the future out there, you're looking at franchising and so forth. How big do you think this will be? Do you have any dreams about that?
Well, we've actually sent this product to the wine country. They're looking at it for agriculture.
Wow.
We've sent it to the swine industry. They're looking at it for that type of agriculture. We've put it in. One of our projects we did was a UGA laboratory building where they had some things going on, so we put it in there.
Right.
So there's a lot of applications for it. If I were to listen to all the attorneys that I talk to all the time these days, I would be embarrassed to tell you what they think it's going to do. But, you know, I've heard the word Google and Apple and things like that.
Really?
But,
wow.
But we're... we're excited about that too. You know, that we can do a lot of good with that, and we have plans to do a lot of good with that.
You got to remember those of us who knew you when, Jerry.
Yeah.
If you go,
thank you very much. We're going to do some blessing with this. There's no doubt.
Hey, you have had a great career taking off your scientist hat for a minute. For any young person going in business today or starting a career, you got any advice for them? Or
well, if I had any advice, it would be to not be resistant to change,
right?
To be able to be aware of what's going on around you, certainly to get an education, and to be willing to take a step and to stay with it. Don't give up. Find a way to get around it. Move forward. Always have a good attitude.
You know, there's also, I think, having passion at what you do.
Exactly.
But also, I think guys like us can sometimes be encouraging. And, you know, you're always the idea of being encouraged. I'm reminded of a quote from Mark Twain, who said that the truly great people make you feel like you can be truly great. And truly small people do not. I mean, I've always thought that's an interesting.
Yeah, it is. The bottom line is just to live and be passionate and to find something that you really love and let that become what you do, and I think you'll always do well.
Do you find, are you concerned at all? It appears to me, again, being around at our church, around young men and women coming out of college and going into college, that with the constant negativity pretty much pushed at all of us today about, you know, this is terrible and that's terrible, and they're almost beat down to some of them sort of duck their heads and fail to start, I guess would be the right word. They sort of park themselves. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, I have a 21-year-old.
Right.
So I experienced some of that. Dad is continually giving him life lessons about moving forward. I would like to see more mentoring and more shepherding.
Right.
I think that would be important. I think that's a very important thing that Christian men, especially men that are in business and working, to try to set some sort of standard and let them know that there is opportunity, but it's not free.
You know, one of the amazing things about that, Jerry, is that when you do that, it tends to be, when you ask people, we've had a number of folks that are been very successful here on Driven to Business, and many of them have retired. And when you ask them about what they view as their greatest accomplishments, which gave them the most satisfaction, a lot of them will tell you it's the people they helped to bring along. That's really, and mentor, that really is the high mark of their career. They like that better than anything.
Yeah, that's true. One of the things that is very enjoyable for me is that all the people that are around me, they, like I said, they think I have this glorious passion, but I really want everyone to be blessed, just like that's working with us, and I feel that their success is the biggest blessing I could have, and so that's real important to us.
It doesn't surprise me to hear you say that, Jerry. I'm around successful people all the time, and people that are successful have that attitude, and I appreciate so much you doing it. I appreciate you being a guest today. You're an interesting guest, probably the most interesting business that I've had on here, and I may say that because I don't understand it at all. That may be the reason.
Thank
for
you
that.
Very much. Yeah, it's quite different, that's for sure.
You know, I, if you want to talk about something electrical or something, I'm your man. When you said electrons, I was with you for a minute there. And positive and negative charges and all that, I'm all on top of you for that. But thank you so much for being here.
Yes, sir, it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
And give us your website right quick if folks can find you, if they're going online to hunt you up.
It's nanonanous.com.
That's N-A.
N-O. Mork and Mindy, nanonanous.com.
Nanonanous.com. Check it out. You'll also find links to that on eddiemayfield.com. We're every week at 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings here on Atlanta's Biz 1190. I'm your host, Eddie Mayfield. Glad you spent the day with us, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to Driven to Business with your host, Eddie Mayfield. Visit next Saturday at 11 a.m. on Biz 1190 for more Driven to Business. To learn more about Driven to Business, visit eddiemayfield.com or call 770-448-4644.